K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, it's Mona.
Hi, Mona, you're caller 20.
Oh, my gosh, thank you.
You are on the standby boarding list for a shot to see 21 Pilots in Madrid, Spain.
Oh, my gosh, this is so exciting.
It is world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What is up, party people? Congratulations to Vince from Thousand Oaks. He's going to see Deftones in Auckland, New Zealand. That was stop number 7. We are on to K-Rock Mile High Club destination number 8, which is 21 Pilots in Madrid. And we just had a winner for that. We're going to do it again at 3 o'clock here on K-Rock. On the show today, we have People Are Dumb, a guy holding on to the side of a car while it's driving full speed. What's up with Florida on the show today? A woman fell asleep in a self-driving Tesla. She was the only person in the car. She was sitting in the driver's seat and fell asleep. We have the 415 catch of the day, which is our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour this week, we've got tickets for you to see 9 Inch Nails from K-Rock. It's nope. Nope. Sorry, giving up the Red Hot Chili Peppers for Lent. So we're going to go with this. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Man, this is... week.
Lola Young on K-Rock. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. I don't know if you've heard yet, but the K-Rock Mile High Club destination number 8 was announced earlier this morning with Klein Alley, 21 Pilots in Madrid. This is a festival, a music festival called the Mad Cool Festival, and it's in Madrid, Spain, and your next chance to qualify in less than 20 minutes.
From the Gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
A Florida man uses taco sauce to steal $10,000 worth of Pokemon cards. The Florida man's name is Keith Wallace, who apparently has done this 75 different times. He's stolen Pokemon TCG boxes over 75 times from various Target stores, stealing at least $10,000 worth of product in the last year. How did he use taco sauce, you ask? Well, according to the statement, Wallace would visit a Target, pick up a bunch of large boxes of trading cards, and then an equal number of 99-cent taco seasoning packets. He would take both to the self-checkout. He would scan and pay for the taco seasoning and put the Pokemon cards in his bag and then walk out. My man got away with this for almost a year. Every time I go to a store that has self-checkout, they have an employee standing there kind of watching you. Maybe not in Target. And the Florida man made out with a lot of money. He stole $10,000 worth of cards, but because of what they're worth these days, he made $40,000 reselling them on eBay. According to the Florida Attorney General, organized retail theft drives up prices for consumers, and that is not a result we're going to tolerate. These schemes will be met with the maximum punishment allowed under the law. What is the maximum punishment, you ask? If he is found guilty on all charges, he could spend as much as 90 years in prison. That seems fair. When asked why he did it,
I want to do it because it's fun. It's fun to do bad things.
K-Rock, hello, who's this?
This is Hazel.
Hazel, you're caller 20.
Oh, my gosh.
Well done. You are on the standby boarding list. There's going to be a drawing on Monday morning with the Klein Alley Show.
Okay.
And your name is going to be in that drawing to see 21 Pilots at a music festival called Mad Cool Festival in Madrid, Spain.
Awesome.
How much do you trust self-driving cars? It's K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. I asked that because there's a woman who fell asleep behind the wheel of a Tesla on the 10 freeway in Southern California.
Tesla driver napping behind the wheel of the car as it makes its way down the freeway. This was around 3:30 this afternoon on the 10 in Colton.
Oh, 3:30 in the afternoon. I'm sure there wasn't any traffic.
That woman apparently taking a little afternoon snooze right in the driver's seat, the car in self-driving mode.
I haven't even taken a Waymo yet because I don't know that I trust it, although I want to. Because I want to see how it handles itself. But I am not at the point where I'll fall asleep behind the wheel of a Tesla self-driving car.
The witness who saw this tells us they immediately called the police. CHP sent officers to the area, but they were unable to track down this driver. Regardless of whether a car is autonomous or not, it is still against the law for the driver to be asleep behind the wheel in California.
I believe you get your ass kicked saying something like that, man.
K-Rock's Mile High Club destination number 8, 21 pilots at the Mad Cool Music Festival in Madrid, Spain. Another chance for you to qualify is coming up in about 20 minutes. First, there's a bizarre story out of Sacramento of a guy hanging onto a car while it drives away.
Some wild video out of Sacramento after a man is spotted hanging onto the side of a car.
Now, I know this may seem obvious, but the car is driving like 35 miles an hour. And the guy has one hand up by the windshield wiper and another hand down by where the wheel well is. And he's dragging alongside the car. There's a guy next to him that videotapes it and asks a great question.
What the f*** is going on here?
All right, solid start.
Are you cool?
No, he's not cool. He's dragging on the outside of a car. What do you think he's going to say as his tennis shoes are getting ground down? Yeah, I'm good. Thanks for checking.
What's going on?
Yeah, a passing driver understandably shocked to see a man being dragged as he clung to that car.
It is a lot to take in and get your mind around. This guy's literally hanging from the outside of a car.
It happened a few days ago.
So I assume the police got there and took some time to figure out what the situation is. Did they have an argument? Is he mentally sound? All of those questions need to be answered from a guy hanging on a car.
The same man then jumped onto another car.
Oh, they didn't catch him. So he gets off one car, jumps onto the top, the roof of another car, and is riding on that.
Police say he was arrested and had multiple outstanding warrants.
All right, so now the story is over from the reporter outside, and they send it back to the hosts. And one of the hosts tries to make a joke that the other host doesn't get.
That's the least shocking part of the whole story. That he had outstanding warrants.
Right?
Excellent.
We are going to send you to the Mad Cool Festival in Madrid, Spain, to see 21 pilots. Your chance to qualify is coming up at the top of the hour in about 6 minutes. Hey, Rock, hello, who's this?
This is Sue from Granada Hills.
Sue, you're caller 20. Well done. We are doing a drawing on Monday morning to send somebody to the Mad Cool Festival in Madrid, Spain, which includes 21 pilots.
Yes, it does. And that's who we want to see. Foo Fighters. Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Foo Fighters as well.
I'm going to win.
I hope you do.
That's good vibes. I'm going to win.
K-Rock Mile High Club. Favorite K-Rock bands and destinations all around the world.
Stop number 8. Flamenco dance your way into the Royal Palace. Eat tapas at midnight.
Sorry, you know what? We're not ready.
Lots of the plaza. We're running from bull.
That's my bad. I'll take care of that.
Woo!
Sorry, everybody. Hey, we have the 420 catch of the day on the way. Megan Holliday is here now with 3 things at 4.
K-Rock.
K-Rock.
K-R-O-Q.
3 things at 4.
1, 2, 3.
All right. Number 1. A dramatic FBI and hazmat response in a gated community in Irvine was sparked last week after a 17-year-old was reported mixing unknown chemicals in his home, prompting police to call in the Orange County Fire Authority and eventually the FBI's Hazardous Evidence Response Team to investigate a makeshift chemistry setup that looked super sketchy from the outside. Authorities stressed that there was no known danger to the public and no charges have been filed. But, you know, the sight of agents in full protective gear, hauling material out of the house and wearing shirts that said weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah, crazy.
You know, kind of drew a lot of concerned neighbors and news helicopters. So that all came out that last week. And then it sort of resolved today to where the teenager's attorney is saying that the teenager is an ambitious, aspiring medical student who posts chemistry videos online and insisted that the situation was just a misunderstanding, emphasizing that he's more likely to end up curing disease than plotting anything nefarious. Even a local chemist who reviewed the teen's videos noted that while some experiments could be dangerous, the kid appeared to know what he was doing. But I'm sorry, I'm just kind of not buying this full story.
There's a lot of questions there.
Yeah. I don't know. If this is really a kid doing experiments, why is he doing it in his house? And then why are they posted up? They were there for a long time.
They were there for a week, yeah. And they were talking about weapons of mass destruction, because of the chemical warfare.
Right.
Like he was mixing something dangerous, like mustard gas or something.
Yeah, there is something here that to me is not adding up.
Yeah,
so
agreed.
I don't know. Number two, a viral rumor went crazy over the weekend that Jim Carrey has been replaced by a drone. Or but,
sure.
Not a drone, a clone.
A clone.
A clone. Okay, so it all...
You know how they do.
It all started after Jim Carrey appeared at a high-profile awards event in France, where he even gave his speech in French. And in a post-interview, people started going crazy about how he looked, sounded, and just his overall demeanor, fueling speculation that he's been swapped out. Here's just a little clip of him talking, because people were really saying, doesn't even sound like him and stuff, so... Yeah.
It's a wonderful feeling. I really took on a pretty big challenge trying to do my speech in French. So, you know, I wrote it and I researched it and I practiced it like crazy. But, you know, it's, then I watched everybody like talking 1,000 miles an hour up there receiving their awards. And I was like, I'm dead.
Okay, what do you think it sounds like him?
I guess. I mean, are you asking me to choose between it's him and it's a clone? I'm going to go with it's him.
Yeah, so if you know me, Kev,
yeah,
I am all into the conspiracy theories.
Of course.
But with this one, I'm saying no, it's Jim Carrey.
Wow,
yeah,
you're growing up.
I don't know if I'm growing up, but
wow.
I think it's just, you know, lighting angles. And I think also when he's in the French vibe, you know, so he was just feeling more subdued.
Sure.
And that's sort of like the vibe that I got from the whole situation. But people are going crazy. Today, his publicist had to come out and say, no, this, in fact, was Jim Carrey.
Wow, that's wild.
Yeah. And number three, a Texas news anchor and meteorologist were forced to deny bad blood and apologize after trading jabs during an awkward on-air clash that quickly went viral. Here is the clip.
Don't have any rain in our forecast, but something that is in the not-so-distant future that we can forecast is a Midland weather radio.
You said you don't have any rain in the forecast?
In the next few days. But in the next few days, we have Midland weather radio day.
I just said a second ago we have rain in the forecast.
Well, not until this weekend, right?
Well, the day of the event, I have rain.
Well, I'm not talking. I'm talking like
three or four days. It's coming. Actually, the rain chance is coming before
Stop
the event.
Stop trying to correct people and just do your job.
They just don't know why you don't listen to me. Anyways, take a look.
Oh, wow.
Okay, anyways.
So the anchors had to take to social media the next day, and they put like a playful photo of them squaring off in boxing gloves and had to apologize and, you know, basically say, oh, we're super close and we just always make fun of each other. And
by the way, that could be true, but also in that moment, you were pissed.
Oh, yeah. But I got to say, I live for these moments. I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock, hello, who's this? Hello?
Hi, it's Luna.
Luna, did you qualify for the Pierce the Veil tickets over the weekend?
Yes, I did.
Yes, you did. And you know what else you did? You also won the trip. You're our grand prize winner.
Woo! Oh, my God!
Luna, you're going to Hawaii. Going to Hawaii to see Pierce the Veil.
Oh, my God. Sorry, that's my mom. Oh.
Who is that in the background? Your boss?
My mom!
Oh, your mom!
Oh.
I feel like maybe mom just wants to get rid of you.
Or mom just wants to go to Hawaii.
Oh.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Could be that too. Congratulations! Hello? All right, you get to see Pierce the Veil in Hawaii.
Oh my gosh! I'm in shock, I'm sorry.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
Because we just gave that away, Pierce the Veil in Hawaii, we decided to play a Pierce the Veil song for the 420 catch of the day, and this is their cover of Radiohead's Karma Police. And it's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. That is Pierce the Veil's cover of Karma Police. It is the 420 catch of the day on the world-famous K-Rock. It is K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
And coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, we've got your tickets to see Nine Inch Nails at Honda Center.
They came in on the Kevin and Bean Show, Blur.
Yeah.
And they were going to perform live. And just outside of the studio, they had amps that went from the floor to the ceiling.
Oh, my God.
It was like they brought enough equipment to play the Rose Bowl in that little building. And it was, they had so much. It was awful.
And I, no.
I love them and I love Song 2, yeah. But it was just noise.
Oh, no.
It was just like a wall of noise.
For sure.
I was like, you guys need to just tone it down a bit when we're inside.
Like, we don't need all that.
Right.
Here. Oh, my God. That's so iconic.
That was rough. All right. You told a story not too long ago.
Yeah, so this waiter went viral for upholding bro code on his first date. So it was just a Twitter thread, and the person said, "What's the worst thing that a woman has done on the first date?" And this guy said, "She literally asked, what was their most expensive drink? The waiter met my eyes, and the bro code just kicked in. He just kept saying everything was out of stock."
Oh, I love it.
God bless him where he is now.
By the way, the woman asked, "What's the most expensive?"
Yeah.
There's no date two anyway.
No.
With that one.
No.
So,
it's just such a dumb thing to, like, and just because it's the most expensive thing, does that mean that you're going to like it?
Of course not.
It's just, so gross.
All right, so bad first dates.
Yeah.
Bad first dates. They went wrong because of you, because of them. What happened? Tell us your stories at 800-520-1067 and or your texts.
And for the most entertaining phone call, we're going to send you to see Nine Inch Nails next Tuesday at Honda Center.
Bad first dates, 800-520-1067. It is K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday. Our phone number is 800-520-1067, and the topic is bad first dates.
The 951 said, "I've been living in Vegas. I went to see you two at the Sphere, and I took a waitress from one of the hotels with me for a first date, and Bono picked her out of the crowd to have her go up and dance.
What?
And I couldn't find her afterwards."
So good. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
This is Mandolin.
Mandolin, you are caller 20.
Woo! Oh my God.
Yep.
That's amazing.
You're on the standby boarding list to see 21 Pilots in Madrid, Spain.
Oh my gosh.
Let's go, Mandolin!
Thank you!
It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday. Our topic today is bad first dates.
And for the very best phone call all this week, we have your tickets to see Nine Inch Nails taking over the Honda Center next Tuesday.
All right, you have a bad first date story?
So, I went on a first date, and the girl was pretty much telling me that she could only have two drinks. And I said, okay, that was fine. We go out, we have two drinks. And then she's like, oh, I want another drink. I was like, all right, I buy her another drink. And then she starts throwing up all over the bar. I try calling her an Uber home. She does not get in the Uber. I call her another Uber. She does not get in the Uber. And then she ends up just getting all pissed and getting in her car and driving home. And I never talk to her again.
Wow.
Oh, that's such a disaster.
I was so embarrassed. She had driven it herself, and I felt so freaking bad that I tried to get her an Uber, but it just...
Look, you can only do what you can do.
Yeah, I love how she put it on you. Like, listen, I can only have two drinks. Right. Make sure I only have two drinks.
Yeah.
You know?
I texted her in the morning, and I wanted to make sure she was okay, and she blocked me.
Oh, my God.
You bastard.
You're a good guy. You're a good dude.
I was like, shoot, I thought I was being nice.
You were.
You were being nice.
No, she's going to be like me. I'm going to be sitting next to her in a meeting at some point. So let's put it that way.
K-Rock, hello.
Hi, bad first date.
Yep.
Met a guy over the internet. I'm 5'10". He claimed he was 5'11". He came from L.A. to Long Beach to go to the local hockey game with me. I stood up. He said, damn, you're tall. Didn't say anything. He needed to move his car because he was parked in the business. He moved his car, and he never came back and went to the hockey game alone.
Wait, so he was lying about his height?
Of course.
Yeah. And when he saw you, he said, damn, you're tall, and then left?
Well, I said, where did you park your car? And he said, parked it at the business. And I said, well, you should move it. They'll tow it. And he says, okay, I'll go move it. I waited for him. And he never came back. So I went to the hockey game on my own.
Oh, my God. Screw that guy.
Let me just say this. solid move on going to the hockey game on your own.
Yeah, seriously. Seriously.
Yes. K-Rock, hello.
Hello.
Bad first dates.
So, my bad first date was that I had dated a guy with a mohawk, nipple rings, and a motorcycle.
Right.
And I was about 18, and I only dated him for one day. He worked at In-N-Out. I took all my friends there and got free In-N-Out and never saw him again.
So you were the bad date.
Okay, all right.
By your choice or by his choice?
My choice. I just wanted free In-N-Out. I wasn't going to date him with the nipple rings and the motorcycle and the mohawk. I wasn't about that.
Worth it for the free In-N-Out.
Yeah, I'm like, this sounds like a great first date.
And all my friends got it, too.
Well done. K-Rock, hello.
Okay, so I was going on the first date with this guy. He was taking me on a picnic in the park. He said he was going to take me on a picnic in the park.
All right, he's going to take you on a picnic in the park.
And he snowed up. He takes me to McDonald's, and we get food to go. So I get a sandwich and fish sandwich and French fries and ketchup. I'm wearing the white jeans and this cute little top with floral print. And we go to the park. He doesn't have a blanket, nothing. And we sit on a bench, and I have the food on my lap. So I'm trying to open the ketchup packet and pour it all over my crotch.
Oh, no.
So I have ketchup all over my crotch. And I was like, I have to go home.
I'm assuming there was not a second one.
No, there was definitely not a second one.
That is Born to Kill by Social D. I love that song. It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday on K-Rock. We're talking about bad first dates.
I went on a bowling date, and when he put the bowling shoes on, he shrunk 3 inches. We ended up walking around a bit, and he asked if I could pay for the drinks because he paid for bowling. After reluctantly saying yes, he waited for me to open the door for him when we left. Oh, my God.
Taking phone calls and texts on bad first dates. You have a story about that?
In college, and my buddy and I, his girlfriend sent me with his girl, and we're going to this club, having a good time in the backseat, talking, making out, whatnot, dancing, having a fun time at the club. You're going to leave the club, and there's a limo sitting outside, and the door's open, and there's like a motorcycle crew, I forgot who it was, and she's like, oh, I've never been in a limo. They're like, yeah, come on in, let's go. I look at her, I was like, wow, all right. They close the door, take off. And I'm walking with my friend and his girlfriend.
Wait, so she just left you?
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, wait a minute, what just happened? It's like, I don't know. She hopped in the limo and there she goes.
So she left the date. She just hopped in a limo with a motorcycle crew and left you.
Yeah. And she, yeah, they're like, yeah, come on in. It's your first time in a limo. Let's go, let's go. I'm like, whoa.
K-Rock, hello.
What's up, Kevin?
Hey, bad first dates.
All right, so I met this girl on one of these dating apps a couple years ago. And, we went to a bar, you know, got a little tipsy, went back to my house. My name's David, by the way, but once we got back to my house, he started calling me Bradley. And this girl got a little psycho. So I ended up going to the restroom for a little bit. When I came back, the broad was burning down my living room. Like, she lit the curtains on fire and everything because she thought I was this guy named Bradley.
Oh,
wait, so because she thought you were Bradley, she needed to burn your house down?
Obviously, she had some kind of thing with Bradley. She was drunk, and I thought, you know, we were having fun and all, but her brain just started to get a little crazy and started burning down my house.
Oh, my God. Okay, so how'd you get her out of there?
I grabbed her by the hand, the face, and I just threw her out. I called 911, had the fire department here, had her arrested, gone.
Oh, my God, that is insane.
That's not a great first date.
No.
It was horrible.
All right, so burning your house down, I feel like, deserves to win.
Yeah, I think that takes the cake. So that's David.
Hey, Bradley.
What's up, K-Rock?
Congratulations, Bradley. You won the tickets for Nine Inch Nails.
Let's go. And I want to say to my grandma, it's her 85th birthday today.
Oh.
Does she listen to this radio station?
She's listening right now.
What?
Oh, my God. Happy birthday, Grandma.
Happy birthday, Grandma. Take her to Nine Inch Nails, Bradley.
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
It is the world-famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
Coming up at 6 o'clock, it's another chance to get on the standby boarding list to see 21 Pilots at the Mad Cool Festival in Spain. It is K-Rock.